It's a problem we all face the day after St. Patrick's Day. What to do with your slightly used leprechaun?
Top of the morning to
you. After all, you can't just abandon him by the curb. He's not a mattress. Introducing Little, the Leprechaun Intensive Technical Training for Life Enterprise. At Little, we prepare your leprechaun for jobs tailor-made for someone who's a foot tall, like cleaning beneath sofas, fixing a clogged garbage disposal, taking your chihuahua for rides, assembling iPhones, test driving Barbie's dream car, and of course, becoming the new star of the Mission Impossible movies.
I do my own stunts.
Little, because a tiny, adorable drunk is a terrible thing to waste.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Do you know what today is?
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get the live show and our feature channel on your Alexa device? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
Mm-hmm. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. We repack the live show into a full-length podcast. That drops around noon or so. And you can get that just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to put VA in there. And she will. You can also find our show segments on Facebook Live. When we do our video simulcast of the show, if you're listening and you didn't know that, we've got a full video here in the studio, even some X-ray modes. So, you know, I mean, look for those. That's at the Mike Show VA, so you can watch all our show segments. Really, really cool stuff. All right, Tuesday edition of the program. We have Megan Huffman joining us from Cher Greater Lynchburg. Bill Bodine scheduled to make an appearance as well. We've got Opera on the James. Perry Payne Milner is going to be joining us on the show for Megan's segment with the Cher Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. As mentioned, Bill on his way into the studio. This is day three for me. Of sciatica. So yesterday was a struggling attempt to actually do the show with this sciatica. I went and saw my friend Rick Jaminet, who is a doctor. He runs Timberlake Chiropractic, and not that you guys need to, you know, sign any HIPAA forms or anything like that to get my information. But so this was full disclosure. This was the first time ever that I was ever adjusted. OK, just the first time. And I'll be honest. You know, I had some hesitation, reservation. I have some hesitation and reservation anyway about going to see any doctor for any reason. I just don't like going to the doctor. Nobody does, really. But I particularly don't. And if I can tough it out, and if I can make it work with either home remedies or over the counter meds if needed, then that's what I try to do. But this is just good Lord. So, we got it determined. He confirmed my self-diagnosis of sciatica, and he was even able to locate the source of the pinching, and then went to work on it, I was adjusted. And then I had electric shock therapy. It was
oh, no, not the bees.
No,
not the bees.
It wasn't bees, but it felt like bees.
Oh, not my eyes.
No, not in my eyes, but on my back. That's what it felt like. Who's texting me? Is it Bill? Or is it is it Tab? It's Tab. Okay. So I had electric shock on my lower back and on the spot where the sciatica was is pinching this bundle of nerves. After which I felt a little bit better. Went home, felt a lot better. Actually was able to get a decent night's sleep last night, and then I woke up this morning, and Rick had given me some exercises that I should do. Hey, Bill. Rick had given me some exercises that I should do as soon as I wake up and before I get out of the bed. And Bill's here, so I'm going to recap for Bill briefly what has occurred. Let's get your extra camera. Here, Bill. I gotcha. No. I'm totally fine. All right. There's the Bill cam. And let's get the Bill microphone. Hi, Bill.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right.
Sorry, I'm late.
No. I'm actually early.
You are.
Yeah, because I have to be somewhere at 11:30. And then, the production of the podcast and the, post-production and all that takes a little bit of time.
You got a lot. Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here.
Me too. So I was telling the peeps.
Yeah.
And I'll do a brief recap. So over the weekend, I did something, and now I am suffering from sciatica.
Mm.
And it was...
I thought that was a town in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it is too.
Okay.
But it traces its roots back to Italy. So it's it's on the southern tip, right there in near Sicily. So anyway,
now you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Ow.
To talk to me about sciatica.
Ow. All right. Ow.
Yeah.
It was very debilitating.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yesterday. Extremely debilitating.
Yeah.
It was extremely debilitating on Sunday, but I couldn't do anything about it. So Monday morning, I hit up my good friend, Dr. Rick Jaminet,
mm-hmm.
and I went to see him yesterday. And this was the very, very first time ever that I got adjusted. Okay,
yeah.
I've never ever thought about.
Do you work on that attitude as well?
Yeah, I don't. So
you really need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
As well.
Well,
anyway,
that's a
topic for another day.
Well, that'll be our next session. Maybe.
Excellent.
Yep. So got adjusted, and I said I got adjusted, and
they sound like you got bitten by a dog.
So it actually it was helpful.
Okay. Good.
Like immediate
relief,
almost immediate relief.
Great,
because I was able. The table is mechanical, and it stands you up so that you don't have to shimmy yourself on and off the table.
Cool.
The table lifts you up into a standing position.
Yeah.
So immediately I stood up and did not quite feel. No. It wasn't that
great.
Wasn't that miraculous?
Okay,
but I was able to put full weight on my right leg.
Uh-huh.
And it was fine.
Good.
So I went home. And I actually took a nap. I never take naps.
You don't do that.
I don't take naps, but no. But I actually took a nap, and I got up, and I felt good. I actually was able to sleep. I got a full night's sleep last night. Tab, on the other hand, she did not, and sadly, maybe we'll share that in another segment.
Okay,
because it's Fuzzy the dog.
Oh, the Fuzz Man.
Yeah, and he's kind of you know, end of lifing, and he's requiring. Although Tab will not admit that, and she's, you know, she's doing everything that she can.
Well, it's hard to admit that. When you love a creature.
Yeah, I know. I would feel the same way about Jerry the cat. I would do anything.
How about me? Would you feel that way about me?
Probably not.
All right.
No. No.
I was reaching. It was a stretch. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll float you down the James.
Thank you.
It'll be a wonderful ceremony.
With or without a boat. Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, there he goes.
So there he goes.
Was the cinder block necessary, though?
Bye, Bill. Bye. No, so she did not. She was up. She was up at like 2, and then again at 3, and then again at 4.
Oh, man.
Taking this little,
that's the kind of night out I had.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Every time I looked at the clock, it was 2:10, 3:20, 4:20.
But you didn't have this little furry. Yeah, you didn't have this little furry dictator waking you up to go potty.
No, I didn't have that. I had two furry dictators in the bed, but they weren't. They were sleeping much better than I was.
Hey, now that sounds like a party,
doesn't it? Though you want to come to my house?
Oh yeah, for those two furry dictators.
No, I had Toby the cat and Bagel the dog.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going back to see Dr. Jaminet. Again today.
Good.
I'm going to go all week.
Good.
Because
you're going to take time out for meals.
Well, yeah.
Or are you just going to stay there?
I'm just going to stay.
All right.
So the here's the update.
All right.
The lower back sciatica issue.
Yeah.
Has corrected itself. Okay. That's not hurting me.
Good.
And that area is not so tight anymore.
Good.
Where it has shifted, however. And when I woke up,
yeah, you felt that good.
Yeah, I felt great.
Yeah, you had a whole choir in your bedroom. Yeah. You should have felt great.
I did the exercises.
Yeah,
and now my right leg from my buttocks
in the buttocks.
All the way down to my toe is on fire, and this part of my leg.
Yeah.
I had no feeling in it.
Yeah.
Now it is like...
Let the record show, he was pointing to his upper right thigh.
Thank you.
Just for the audience at home.
Now, it's ablaze. Okay? It really, really hurts.
Do you want me to get a hose? What do you want to do?
Yes, let's get two hose. All right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That sounds no good. Do you remember doing any, like lifting something where it went pop or anything?
I know exactly what I did.
Are you allowed to say?
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm not going into it.
Well, good for you. Glad you strained something.
Yeah. So, anyway, all right. Coming up on today's program. Oh, I did that part. We've got Megan Huffman, Perry Payne Milner.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, from...
Opera on the James.
Opera on the James is going to be with us.
L'Opera.
Yep. That and so much more on this program. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
He's too shy for karaoke, but if he did it, he'd sing Don't Stop Believin'. He saves the extra ketchup packets from Wendy's because you never know. The more he thinks about it, his next car will definitely be an Elantra. He is the least interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's usually on Saturday.
Yeah. The Mike Show. Hi there. All right. So speaking of the karaoke, and we're going to skip directly to stupid criminals in
news. Oh, yeah. Great.
A 34-year-old man in Clearwater, Florida named Aaron Jablonski. Of course it was. He was at a place called the Overtime Sports Bar. It was 2:30 a.m. This past Saturday. He became furious because the karaoke machine wasn't working. All right? Mm-hmm. So he stormed out, and that's when another karaoke fan tried to get him to cool down. Aaron was not in the mood, and he pulled a gun out of his waistband.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said he pulled a gun out of his waistband. He pointed it at the other man and shouted, "I don't effing care."
Wow.
Someone called the police. When they showed up, Aaron still had the gun. Witnesses say they saw him waving it around and firing off around. No one was hurt, thankfully. Aaron was arrested on two felony charges, aggravated assault and possession of a firearm by a felon. His rap sheet includes convictions for DUI, disorderly conduct, theft, and two separate incidents of battery on a police officer.
And the song he was going to sing was Don't Start Thinking About Tomorrow.
Well, with that, let's see. A Florida man threatened to shoot up. This is our top list. A Florida man threatened to shoot up a bar because the karaoke machine was broken. That's awful, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. Especially if any of the tunes that were queued up to play are on today's list. It's our top list today, top songs that would make us wish the karaoke machine was broken.
I'm so in favor of this.
Me too.
All right.
All right, here we go.
And we can add a couple if we wanted
we
to,
could.
Right?
Yep. All
right.
Here we go. Number one, Ice Ice Baby. If people loved listening to take two. Ice Ice Baby. If people loved listening to Vanilla Ice, he wouldn't be cleaning pools right now.
Good point. Fair point.
Top songs that make us wish the karaoke machine would break. My Heart Will Go On. The Titanic gave us one tragedy. Don't add another.
Yeah.
American Pie. Listening to this makes us wish the music died again.
Uh-oh.
Top songs that make us wish the karaoke machine would break. Tears in Heaven. People come to karaoke to sing, not kill themselves.
Right. Good point.
Baby Got Back. If you like big butts, we hate listening to you talk about it. Top songs that make us wish the karaoke machine was broken. Sweet Caroline.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yes.
Here's Who Makes That Song Work. Neil Diamond in 1969. Here's Who Doesn't. You. Always. Top songs that make us wish the karaoke machine were broken. Don't Stop Believing. Actually, stop believing.
Believing.
Now.
Yeah.
Anything by Sarah McLachlan. Two words. Sad dogs.
Sad dogs.
Yeah.
Skinny dogs.
Top songs. Shaved dogs.
Mm.
Top songs to make us wish the karaoke machine was broken. Friends in Low Places. After listening to you ruin that song, you'll have no friends in no places. So what else? What other songs?
Ebony and Ivory.
Oh,
come on.
Good Lord.
The most trite, stupid... mostly anything by Paul McCartney after the Beatles.
Yes.
Mostly everything.
Jet.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And Jet's one of the less offensive ones, but it's all bad.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah. It's the Mike Show. Coming up, We've got news and not headline news. We'll get to that. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Forever 21 filed for bankruptcy. Oh, I get it. Forever was sarcasm. MTV canceled the movie awards a second straight year. The fact you didn't know it was canceled last year, probably a good reason why. $1,600 worth of deodorant was stolen from a California grocery store. Not named as suspects, Matthew McConaughey and Post Malone. And the Oscars will bring back Conan O'Brien as host next year. Because when you got a winner, you keep him. It's why Aaron Rodgers is still a free agent. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's so darn happy that you could join us on this Tuesday edition. I'm kind of sort of feeling all right. Ow.
Yeah? You're not there, though.
No, I'm not quite.
You're still on the way back.
Yeah, I am. Well, I've got, like I said, I've got the doctor's appointment again all this week. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get this straightened out.
Too much.
Yeah, we heard about Forever 21 going out of business. And Tab and I were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, okay, so the toy stores, Toys R Us,
yeah,
they went out of business, closed down all their stores. Now, Forever 21 going out of business. I mean, is it because of all the online shopping? And I said to her, I said, well, you keep buying all that crap from Temu, no, it's not Tab's fault that Forever 21 is going out of business.
It's not solely hers. I blame her, but it's not her fault.
Well, the company behind Forever 21 filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years. This time, they're closing all the stores in the U.S. They've been struggling for years. They blamed a lot of their troubles on the competition from foreign fast fashion retailers.
Hello.
Hi. Like Shein and Temu, as mentioned, especially after their online shopping boomed during the pandemonium.
Don't you think the biggest culprit is the online shopping business? That's hurt a lot of the bricks and mortar stores.
Well, and I think personally, because now we're seeing a lot just in our industry of businesses, you know, traditional over the air broadcast facilities. Are you know, pretty much going by the wayside because of streaming stations and streaming media
and look at newspapers.
Exactly. And people people want their content where they want their content. Okay, the people are dictating where they're going to get their stuff from, whether it's consumer goods or whether it's media content, the market decides.
Right.
And I think this is yet another, you know, demonstration of the market deciding.
Yeah.
Now in Lynchburg, and this is not a commercial for their mall. It'd be nice if their marketing people ever got back to us, but you know,
it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but apparently they have more business than they can handle because they don't ever get back to us when we propose things.
And but in fact, that's not true. The mall is struggling.
Okay, well, it's beautiful. It's an absolutely, yeah, positively beautiful mall, and it shouldn't be struggling. But you know, if that's the case, that is yet, you know, yet another example of are we seeing, despite all efforts, are we seeing, you know, that your brick and mortars are going to keep going away? And this was the discussion Tab and I were having.
Yeah.
Are we going to see the brick and mortars continue to decrease in favor of, you know, of the sites like Temu and, you know, all and Shein and all that?
Yeah. I don't think they'll go away completely. I think there's always going to be a market for a place you can walk in and try something on.
Yeah.
The what'll happen is there'll be more and more consolidation and more people dropping out of the market and closing, like we're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, like you just said.
Now, does that open things up for smaller homegrown businesses, perhaps?
Possibly.
To fill up those spaces. Who knows?
Possibly.
But anyway, in 2019, Forever 21 had about 800 locations worldwide, 43,000 employees.
Wow.
They closed 30% of their stores in the first bankruptcy filing, and there are still roughly 540 locations yet around the world.
Hmm.
There will be a wind down of business operations, including liquidation sales. Huh. The Forever 21 brand might live through licensing deals, kind of like Toys R Us, but this is basically the nail in the coffin. Forever 21 was over the hill at 40 years old.
Yeah. Well, you'll find a bunch of their stuff at TJ Maxx and places like that, I guess.
The company was founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984, selling clothing designs that were similar to ones that were popular in South Korea at the time.
Huh.
Did
not know that, Ed.
I did not know that.
Some wild, wacky stuff.
So, do you want to see what our top Google searches from the pandemonium 5 years ago were?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, let's take a trip in our virtual time machine.
All right.
5 years ago, the pandemonium stay-at-home stuff was just starting up around this time.
Yeah.
So Google looked back at some of the top searches from that first crazy month. Let's do this from the bottom up. Because
okay,
that's the way I'd like to do it.
Yeah, we know your style.
Well, but
that's
but
what then, got you in this trouble in the first place.
But then I get sciatica.
Yeah.
From it. So it's like,
you should have stayed right side up, man.
Really. Okay. The number 10 on the list.
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
the top five. The top five at home searches in 2020 were COVID tests at home, workouts at home, jobs at home, fun things at home, and Harry Potter at home. And it's a feature HarryPotter.com launched that April to help out parents and teachers. So anyway, searches for hand sanitizer spiked.
Sure they did.
5 years ago, there was a stretch when you couldn't find it. And jerks were stockpiling the stuff
like toilet paper
in their garages and reselling it online. A ton of people bought standing desks, but it turns out that they might not be good for you. A study last fall found they don't lower
sciatica.
If you have sciatica, you're sciatica out of luck.
Yeah. Especially if you have sex at your desk.
They don't lower your risk for heart attack.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
They don't lower your risk for heart disease.
That all morning.
And they might up your blood flow issues.
No, up your.
And varicose veins. Well, not mine. Loungewear became a top trending search.
Heck yeah.
If we were stuck at home.
Sweatpants, baby.
We wanted to be comfortable.
Yeah.
No! Yep. DIY searches were trending this time 5 years ago. We had much more time on our hands for projects. I think it was actually not just time on our hands for ourselves, but it was, what the hell are we going to do with these kids? like,
right,
for weeks and weeks and weeks and months.
Right.
What the heck are we going to do? Virtual workouts got big.
Yeah.
All the gyms were closed.
Yeah.
So this was the time, literally, that Tab went beast mode. A lot of folks were like me and just, you know, ate and ate and ate and drank and drank and drank. And that was how I did it. And Tab instead went beast mode. And she ordered a Peloton.
Yeah.
And she has been at it ever since.
Yeah.
So for the past 5 years, she has just been like, I mean, just absolutely.
Nice Bieber.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had it stuffed. Uh-huh.
Let me help you with that.
She got a Peloton and you got sciatica.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
A direct correlation there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We were all binge watching things like Tiger King. It hit Netflix on March 20th, became the top trending TV show worldwide.
We ate that up, I have to sadly admit.
I will admit I never watched it.
We never watched once. The whole thing like idiots.
Really?
It was weirdly entertaining.
Virtual museum tours. Parents were already struggling with their kids being home all day. It was a top trending virtual search that March. Everyone was learning to make sourdough.
Yeah.
Searches for
sourdough. Of course they were.
Well, but if you put dill in it, it's
yeah.
a... Never mind.
It's a really big dill.
It's a sour dill.
It's a...
Anyway, that hit an all-time high in 2020, jumping 150%, the sour dough. If you add dill to... Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Between March and April, Double Tree Cookie was also a top search after Hilton shared the recipe. And then face masks. The searches were off the chart.
Oh, for sure they were.
Yeah, they were hard to come by.
Most
a lot
stuff.
Of people made their own out of cloth. I actually ordered the Mike Show face masks. So they were black and they had the Mike Show logo.
I had Community Foundation face masks we gave out.
Yep. So there you go. Top Google searches from the lockdowns 5 years ago. Much fun. Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That's all on the way.
Beautiful.
A portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go,
sort of,
or what you do,
sort of.
Quite frankly, we probably shouldn't. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Maybe, I don't know. All right,
likely.
Do you remember the band Train?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever seen them live in concert?
I have not.
I saw the band Train live in concert at PNC Park after a Pirates game.
The best baseball stadium ever.
Ever. Best baseball stadium ever.
Ever.
That we will be going Yeah, we're going to see
Road tripping.
Some Pirates games at PNC Park, and we're going up to Camden Yards, and we're going to see some O's lose.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, the band Train has more monthly listeners on Spotify than Led Zeppelin, The Eagles, Van Halen, Tom Petty, U2, REM, Pearl Jam, or even Elvis.
Wow. Somebody did say wow. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
On average, number two, giraffes sleep for less than 2 hours a day. Hmm. On the flip side, pythons, not Monty Python, but pythons sleep for at least 18 hours.
Yeah? Every day?
Every day.
Oh, and then they slither and they gets tiring.
Yeah, they slither out and they find something and
find
and
an they, antelope to swallow whole.
There you go. Yeah. Number three, carrots are actually bad for rabbits and can cause health problems. But because of Bugs Bunny, pretty much everybody thinks rabbits love carrots. What's up, Doc? It's similar to fast food, right?
Yeah, it's just like that.
It's okay as a treat, but it's not good if it's part of their regular diet.
You shouldn't subsist on it.
So don't feed rabbits. The takeaway is don't feed rabbits Burger King.
At least not the fries.
Number four, Dr. Dre didn't even know Eminem was white until they met in person. Dre says he was happy when he found out because, quote, it was so different.
Oh, that's very cool of him.
Yeah. And then number five, the designer who created the NBA logo also made the 1040 EZ tax form.
Wow.
Yeah, that's some wow.
That's way more confusing than the logo. You know who the NBA logo is, right?
Wow.
It's Jerry West.
Oh, okay.
They took a picture of Jerry West dribbling, you know, that they had of him dribbling the ball up court.
Yeah.
And he is that's the model for the NBA logo. It was actually Jerry West.
Wow. Yeah. Well, those are your...
Who I didn't know was white until I met him.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly. LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from SARE Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Great.
All right, so each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I am delighted to have my good friend Perry Payne Milner here. She's the executive director of Opera on the James, and they have a really wonderful anniversary year this year that they're celebrating in multiple ways. So she's here to tell us about some events coming up.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely.
I'm always happy to talk about the opera.
Well, it's wonderful. And number one, it is wonderful that Lynchburg has Opera on the James. This is fantastic. And how many years has this been?
So funny that you should ask. We are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, which has been an amazing celebration. We've had just a wide range of programming, a lot of programming. And, you know, we have these fabulous young artists who come twice a year for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And they are amazing. They clamor to come to Lynchburg, all of them from New York. We audition hundreds of them. They're dying to come here. They love the experience. They love the way we treat them. They love the coaching and the professional guidance that they get. But everything we do is crammed into those 2 5-week chunks in the spring and in the fall because we work them to death. Yeah. So this month, we sort of had our real 20th anniversary kickoff. We did an art show at Findings with 20 local artists given a prompt from one of our seasons. So
I was there. That was great.
That was so much fun. And we've sold 9 of the 20 pieces.
Nice. Wow.
And then we have the kids, the young artists. They're not kids. They're 30, but I'm 60, so they seem like kids. But they're out doing Hansel and Gretel 25 times around the city. And then, let's see, we did 2 one-act operas that were more like musical comedies, comic, English, operas 2 weeks ago. And then we've done concerts for Westminster Canterbury. We're doing one for Dante Alighieri. And then next weekend, we have our Cheers to 20 Years 20th Birthday Bash. And it's going to be at the Academy Warehouse. And we have a big crowd coming. We have an auction. We have the young artists singing.
Can you still get tickets to that?
Oh, yes. There's still tickets. Not many, but you should come. And it's
so act quickly.
Yeah, come on down.
It's March 29th.
It's March 29th at 6. There's dinner, there's drinks and dinner, an auction, and then performances, cabaret style, by our wonderful young artists. And it's not all opera. They do opera, they do musical theater, they do the American Songbook. It's so much fun.
Oh, wonderful.
Very, very. And the talent, I know, is going to be outrageous.
It's
not to be missed.
I don't know if you all saw La Boheme this fall, but it was just... I mean, I've never been prouder of a production I've been associated with.
I've never been disappointed ever when I go there. I'm
so
always blown away.
We keep trying to cast you.
I know. Well, I've been in 2, but it's really, my schedule's weird, even though I'm retired.
Yeah.
And I haven't been in, I was going to try to do one or the comedy things that you just did, but I couldn't do them.
It was so funny. This comedy, it's called The Opening, and it's about an opening of a show. So it's a play within a play.
Yeah.
And it's so there are a number of characters, as you would expect, an usher and a diva and playwright and the critic. But there's also a teenage couple who comes, and they are upset because they have to bring their little brother. Stipulated in the script, the little brother has to be a grown man. So it was Carl Lindewaldson. We wanted you.
They were going to get me to play the little
We love Carl Lindewaldson, too.
Wow. Carl's great. It's hard to beat Carl. And he sings much better than I do. So
Did such a good job being 9.
He's really good.
That's funny.
He just sat there with his crew.
Yeah.
Anyway, you all should come to see, to come to this gala. It's going to be great. We're super excited about it. And we have great auction items. And we have... David Lee is the MC, and he will sing for you. And it'll just be fun. It was so much fun last year.
That sounds great. I got to look into that. I think we can do that.
And this is on the 29th, Saturday the 29th. It's at the Warehouse Theater.
Yep.
Do you get tickets through the Academy or through Opera on the
Chance? No, we're selling tickets through the office. So we're selling. Yeah. So just call the office, or you can go on our website, www.operaonthejames.org.
Okay.
And we'll take care of it. Or just call me up. I'll take care of you.
Okay. All right. I will. I will hit you up. It is Opera on the James joining us today. So cheers to 20 years birthday bash.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations on that.
That's awesome.
That is an incredible milestone.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
20 years of classy live opera in Lynchburg, Virginia. It really is a point of pride for the town.
So 20 years ago, or just prior, how did this all come about?
So there was a group of friends in Lynchburg who were opera lovers, and they just had this idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like Mickey and Judy. I've got a barn, let's put on a show. They had a EC Glass Auditorium, and so they put on an opera, and it went well, and they kept on going, and it's gotten bigger and bigger. The Young Artist Program has really launched us into a higher level of activity over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And And, you know, over years, we've, you know, first there was one staff and then there was two. And I'm the first executive director in a long time. Mm-hmm. And we have Peter Leonard, who is a maestro extraordinaire.
Peter's amazing. Oh. And how long have you all had that building or been in that
building?
So
we are the building we've had since 2012.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're working on now, speaking of the building, we're going to launch a 5-year campaign.
Wow.
To work on some of the things we have to work on, which is, you know, to programming and also to take care of the assets that we're charged
to
take care
of. Do you all own the building?
Yes, we do. We own it.
That's fantastic.
We own it outright.
That's fantastic because that enables you to get grant money.
Yes.
From various foundations and things.
Yes.
Since you own
yes.
it.
And it needs some TLC.
Yeah.
You know, and also that when we first bought the building, they painted it Diva Red, which was so fabulous. And everybody is like, Perry, when are we going to repaint it? It needs to be Diva Red, not Dusty Rose Pink. But I tell them, you know, you can't paint it till you fix it. So
yeah.
We are going to fix it.
Well, it's wonderful to have an arts corridor there. It always makes
Absolutely.
Me. Actually, when my one daughter was at violin last night up on Court Street, and my other daughter and I walked along Main Street, and she's 9, but, you know, we walked hand in hand down Main Street, and she was just like, I just love downtown, and I just love the Academy. And she said, when I grow up, I'm going to live downtown.
And 15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have done that.
No, exactly. No. Exactly.
You wouldn't have had much reason to do
that. It was sunset, and we were walking along gorgeous. And, you know, walking past your building and approaching the Academy and walking up the steps. And it just, I don't know, it is a point of pride, both
Absolutely.
Physical presence and what we have as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and honestly, the downtown is a thing of beauty because, you know, Lynchburg, I lived in Charlottesville and worked at the Paramount before I came
right.
here.
Right, mm-hmm. right, I remember.
And it's interesting because Lynchburg is sort of slow to make big moves, but when they do it right.
Yeah. You
know? Charlottesville, as I recall, I mean, they built that beautiful downtown mall, but they didn't fix the infrastructure before they built it. So now there's water and there are pipes and things. We did that. Mm-hmm. And we've done such a thoughtful and classy job of fixing downtown.
Well, the interesting thing to me is that Charlottesville, when I was here years ago, Charlottesville looked down their noses at us. Oh, Lynchburg, it's a cow town, blah, blah, blah. Now, Charlottesville comes here to learn from us. Mm. They are envious of a lot of what we have now, which is a complete switch.
Mm. Really?
I hear that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've done it right, like you said, and worked really hard.
And also, you know, you look at the difference between, say, the Paramount Theater and our Academy. The Paramount is a movie house, right? So when I was working there, we brought Greece, the national tour of Greece in. Mm-hmm. But it's a movie house, so the stage is so narrow, we had to leave the car on the truck. Mm. So it's like, go Greece Lightning, there's not a
car. Doesn't have enough room in the wings or depth and
right.
as much as
no,
we
it's
have.
Just too, it's just too... Yeah. And the Academy, on the other hand, is a 1905 opera house with perfect acoustics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to do an opera... To do Puccini
in an actual opera house.
It is the most, and to see those sets, we bring in these sets, and the top of Act 3 last November, it was snowing, and I was like, it was so beautiful.
It's an amazing thing. Cool, I got to do a Christmas Carol on that stage, and it's an amazing thing to look out from that stage and see 850 people in a gorgeous place like that, and you're like... I mean, for me, it was like an out-of-body thing. I was like, I can't believe I'm getting to do this.
Yeah,
it's true.
And when they renovated it, they really, really paid attention to acoustics.
I was on that board.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I loved that. That was, and still, you know, I still talk to members of that board that opened the theater in 18. And we all say that project, it changed us.
Yeah.
It was the most thrilling thing to finish it and to have Wynton Marsalis.
I wish I'd been there then. I was on it until 15 when I got the job at the foundation, and I left because I knew we'd want to be able to give grants to them, and I didn't want there to be a conflict, but I wish I could have stayed on longer.
Well, it's wonderful. I mean, I lived in New York for 20 years, and my office...
You lived there that long?
Yeah. Yep. And my office was at Lincoln Center. I walked by Lincoln Center every day to go to my office where I ran a team of 7, and I was super busy, and I would say, oh, there's Jazz at Lincoln Center. I mean to go there. It's 20 years I never went.
Wow.
I had to come here
to
see Jazz at Lincoln Center with the whole band. They all came on the grand opening.
That is incredible.
That was an incredible story. I mean, I had to come to Lynchburg to see jazz at Lincoln Center. Yeah. But it's a wonderful place.
It really is. And you know, I obviously have had the inside track on that place for many, many years from just this burned out shell of a theater to what it is today and all the systems in place mm-hmm. to make it work on a day-to-day basis. It's just tremendous what's been done. And it's such an incredible anchor for our community as well. It just is.
And we like being one block up.
Yeah,
because at the opera we do all our work, you know, for much of the year there's just a skeleton crew.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, come November, there'll be 100 people in and out of there. It's like old home week for me. Everybody from New York comes down and their costume and everything. We roll those things up the street. It's just the best thing. We just roll wardrobe racks and we truck up the sets, and it's just an incredible experience. It goes up so fast, and then all of a sudden, poof.
Down
it's gone
in an instant.
It's really great fun.
Well, that is tremendous. It's Opera on the James celebrating 20 years.
Cheers to 20 years.
Absolutely.
20th anniversary birthday bash.
Yep. You can learn more if you also visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can learn more. Just type in Opera on the James, and it'll take you directly to their website. You can purchase your tickets, but don't wait.
No, come on.
This is
10 days out.
Rapidly approaching.
We're not messing around.
it's going to be one heck of a show. Megan, mm-hmm. how are things going?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. The share website's rocking and rolling. I think we have 98 volunteer opportunities listed right now. We're about to break 100, which is awesome. And 187 different organizations. I think we've grown two since I was here last week.
It was 185 last week.
Well, I'm going to have to adjust.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
No, that's okay.
And we
have
our share mixer tomorrow at the Hillcat Stadium. Y'all are all welcome to come. It's just a fellowship time in their tap room to see the stadium before it gets open for
spring.
What
time is that?
It's 8:30 in the morning. Just coffee and fellowship, and we're inviting our nonprofit partners to bring a standout volunteer in their organization, because we're approaching National Volunteer Month in April, and we want to highlight some standout volunteers who really make our organizations run, that aren't on the payroll, that are doing incredible things that maybe aren't always celebrated. And they don't do it for that reason, but we like to shout it from the rooftop. So we're looking for nominations right now. We're looking to include them in our programming, and we're going to be giving them gift cards for Downtown Lynchburg Association to celebrate them. And we have a peer-to-peer lunch and learn coming up on April 2nd at Humankind to kind of learn the vast array of things that services that they provide, and to get a deeper dive there. That's April 2nd. And then we have our next executive director series focused on childcare coming up on April 10th. So we'll hear more about that. In the world of Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, we've closed our Century Fund, we've closed our spring grant cycle, and now we have the scholarships open. So we have scholarships that can go to seniors in all the high schools and all of the counties around. You would just go to your guidance counselor and learn about what opportunities exist for your school, and all those. That's kind of a rolling application deadline until mid-April. So that's all happening right now. So all of our committees are hard at work reviewing all those applications. And by June, we should hear all of the answers on what's coming. So
very, very cool. Always great work. Learn more by visiting LynchburgFoundation.org for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Also go to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. If you want to learn about our area nonprofits, now 187 nonprofits featured, volunteer opportunities, events that Share conducts absolutely free in That's most right. cases.
Yeah, yeah, we get sponsorship for all of them. So Bank of the James is hosting tomorrow, and then Freedom First Credit Union provides our lunches for our Lunch and Learn, and we have Al Strubon's helping with our Executive Director Series. Mm-hmm. So always get underwriting so that it's no cost and isn't a barrier for our nonprofits to attend.
And you can learn about these nonprofits. You can even make a donation or shop for these nonprofits on the Share platform. And the items will be delivered directly to you. Put a wish list up, and the items will be delivered directly to that nonprofit organization. It's such a good platform. It's ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Go to it, learn more if you're looking for any opportunities. Guys, thank you so much for taking so much time today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
What a great start to the day.
Yeah.
Good for us, yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Go, Bill. Yeah. All right. It's The Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, the NCAA bracket is complete. The first four play today and tomorrow, then more on Thursday and Friday. So now we present all of the team mascots in less than 45 seconds.
Crimson Tide, Red Flash, Red Storm, Red Raiders, Commodores, Colonials, Rebels, Boilermakers, Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, and Bison, Spartans, Twice, Trojans, Aztecs, Illini, the Tritons, Six Bulldogs, Huskies, Harriers, Hornets, Wolverines, Ducks, Terps, Badgers, couple of Rams, Gators, and Lobos. Oh my God, still 33 to go. Panthers, four Tigers, a pair of Wildcats, three Cougars, Sooners, Gales, Mavericks, Flames, Razorbacks, Blue Devils, Blue Jays, Cardinals, Musketeers, Seahawks, Jayhawks, Volunteers, Mountaineers, Bears, Bruins, Grizzlies, Tar Heels, Cyclones, Eagles, and Golden Eagles. Every team from the Lopes to the Zips, ride them down, fill out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Yay. All right, let's go to viral videos. Remember in the Roadrunner cartoons when Wile E. Coyote would make a fake wall that looked exactly like the road? Popular YouTuber Mike Roper is going viral after he tested a Tesla's self-driving feature to see if it would stop before that Looney Tunes technology. He blocked a road with a fake wall the size of a movie screen, and he painted it to look like the road kept going. He wanted to see if he could trick the Tesla into crashing through it. Here we go.
I'm in my Tesla on autopilot going towards a fake Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner painted wall.
Now I'm doing this to see if Tesla's autopilot can be tricked, because it famously only relies on simple cameras to navigate, as opposed to much more expensive tech. So I accelerated the Tesla, and as the wall crept closer and closer,
holy crap.
Holy me. So I can definitively say Tesla would absolutely smash through a fake wall without even a slight tap on the brakes.
No. He also made the wall break away with jagged points like it might in a cartoon. All right, let's see. Doctors are now saying that people are getting so much Botox.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
They're becoming immune to it. Here's Dr. Tim Pierce explaining what Botox resistance is.
The resistance to Botox, that's a real problem, is when you develop an antibody to the active component of the botulinum toxin molecule. And that means the antibodies will stick to that molecule before it has a chance to do anything on the nerve, which means you don't get an effect.
Wow. A new study shows that revenge quitting is on the rise. Basically, a lot of Gen Z workers are getting fed up and purposefully quitting in the most inconvenient ways that they can.
I quit. 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 I quit.
Yeah. There, let's see. A new study shows that almost half of all Americans feel like people have become more rude since the pandemonium. On top of that, about a third of people say that they almost always or often see people acting rudely in public. I think we have sound on this.
How rude!
Okay, fine. What's this? What are Borgs? Police in Boston shared a photo of dozens of Borgs. What the hell is a Borg?
The city made changes to this year's South Boston St. Patrick's Day parade to cut down on the public drinking and the violence.
Uh-huh.
So did the changes work? WBZ's Christina Rex is live in South Boston asking that question. She joins us live now. Christina,
what'd you find? Yeah, Lisa, Boston EMS told me they transported 31 people to the hospital yesterday. They say that's typical for an event of this nature. And whether or not the event really was family friendly as intended depends on who you ask.
St. Paddy's Day pride in the streets, but a different story on the sidewalks of Southie. More than a dozen people were arrested by Boston police and transit police Sunday for underage and public drinking, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery. Some arrested were arraigned in South Boston on Monday. Some of the most stunning images of the day came from Boston police. Look here. Dozens of gallon jugs known as Borgs. What does that stand for? Blackout Rage Gallon, filled with booze and juice.
All the collections at the train stations of like 40 laying by like a column. Yeah.
Take a look Monday and crushed beer cans, cigarettes, and empty bottles still littered most corners.
Yeah.
The underage drinking in particular concerned City Councilor Ed Flynn.
We can't continue having a parade with his violence and alcohol are major parts of it. This parade is about respecting our South Boston veterans and military families. And if we can't do that in a family-friendly way, I'd rather have no parade.
Right. Flynn helped move the parade.
All right, let's... I just wanted to know what the frickin' Borg was, because I'm such a Star Trek nerd, Nick. I was like, oh my god, the Borg! They confiscated the Borg? Yeah. I just wanted to know what a Borg was. So it's Blackout Rage something. Okay. Great. And I think we've already got that 23-second sound clip. Blackout Rage gallons, or gallon jugs full of booze. Here's a resident and city councilor, Ed Flynn, talking about the Borgs, if we haven't already heard from them.
The collections at the train stations of like 40 laying by like a column.
Yeah.
We can't continue having a parade with his violence and alcohol are major parts of it. This parade is about respecting our South Boston veterans and military families. And if we can't do that in a family-friendly way, I'd rather have no parade.
Okay. All right. Let's see. In sports, Irish golfer Rory McIlroy had a lot to celebrate yesterday on St. Paddy's Day. Because of a tie on Sunday, Rory and J.J. Spaun had to play a three-hole aggregate playoff to determine the winner of the Players Tournament yesterday. Rory won by two strokes. Here, listen.
And McIlroy's got another Players title.
Rory, it took one more day than you would have liked, but you are the 51st Players champion and making the Irish happy on St. Patrick's Day.
Unbelievably proud and happy to win my second Players championship. And I think this is the third time I've won on St. Patrick's Day, so it's been a good luck charm for me.
And then, what happened next?
The collections at the train stations of like 40 laying by like a column. Yeah.
We can't continue having a parade with his violence and alcohol are major parts of it. This parade is about respecting our South Boston veterans and military families.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't do that in a family-friendly way, I'd rather have no parade.
Yeah, not at all. Spawn had a tough time after he went into the water on his tee shot at 17. He hadn't done that all week. He ended up plus three. Yeah. So that was Rory winning with one over. Let's see. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Do we want Jerry Seinfeld or Brian Regan? Let's go with Jerry Seinfeld. Did you party for St. Patrick's Day last night? Well, here's Jerry Seinfeld joking about how our nightmare behavior, or nighttime behavior, rather, affects things. Nighttime behavior. Take two. Here's Jerry Seinfeld joking about how our nighttime behavior affects things.
I saw an ad for a mattress store a couple months ago. No payments till June. Because they know our idiot brain is going to go, oh, June? Well, that's not really my problem then, is it? It'll probably never be June anyway. That's June guy's problem. Same when you're watching TV late at night, right? You're tired and you're binge watching all your little Netflix shows and you think, I don't know, you're doing it right now. After you're done with me, you're going to go back to your little show, maybe find out who the killer is. What about work tomorrow? You got to get up, go to work. Ah, that's morning guy's problem. I'm night guy. Party rocks on for night guy. Fire up another episode. Crack open another sleeve of Oreos. No rules for night guy. Then the next morning, the alarm goes off. You're trashed. Crumbs in the bed. Why did I do that? I hate you, night guy. Because night guy... Wait, there's more. Because night guy always screws morning guy. Nothing morning guy can do. He turns into coffee all day guy. Who's then can't sleep at night guy. Totally trash, doesn't do his work guy, and out of a job guy. Does night guy care? No. He's sleeping on a brand new mattress, courtesy of no payments till June guy.
All right. That is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. And just like, I don't know, maybe be gentle? All right. Not firmly. Gently. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we have stupid criminals in dot news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
The weather is heating up, which means that baseball season is as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Tuesday, April 8th for our opening day extravaganza as the team kicks off the 2025 campaign against the visiting Kannapolis Cannonballers. Gates will open an hour before first pitch, and the fun will continue all night long. Tickets are on sale now, so get yours today at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. Where was it? Did we already read that one? We did read that one. So let's go to... Hold up. Sorry, gang. I got it. A 71-year-old man in Utah named Michael Roberts was arrested because he shot at six teenagers who ding-dong ditched his home. The teens told police they were scampering back to their car when the man walked out onto his porch and started firing at them. Fortunately, no one was hit, but there were two significant dents in the passenger side rear door of their car. Michael told police that they've been ringing his doorbell for several weeks, and he admitted to firing paintball-like guns He claimed they didn't actually aim them at the kids. Officially, it's unclear if it was a real firearm or if it was an airsoft gun. He's now facing 6 charges of aggravated assault. There's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. There's 2. I'm going to read both of these because one of them is about a cat that got rescued. The other one is about the first brown bear to ever undergo brain surgery. All right. So here's the first one. A company in Las Vegas helped rescue a young cat stranded on the side of an overpass for 3 weeks. The CEO's daughter of the company got him to send a boom lift to get someone high up enough to grab him. The cat was dehydrated, very thin, but otherwise okay. Here are people involved in the rescue talking about Helix the cat.
As soon as they called me, I drove myself over there. I dropped everything because I was like, I got to see this cat that's on top of this overpass and maybe be prepared to catch him if he falls.
It was amazing. I have never been part of a cat rescue. Just dropped everything I had else going on and went and got me a kitty.
All the neighbors said that they've been trying to call people and get people out there for 3 weeks and nobody would show up, or firefighters tried and the cat ran off. So all the neighbors came out and were like crying, like the moms were crying because finally this kitten has been brought down.
Wow. All right. And the first brown bear to have brain surgery is doing well. He's doing well. His name is Boki. A zoo in England did it back in October after vets found out he had a buildup of fluid. Here's a zookeeper talking about the procedure for Boki.
What a remarkable transformation we have seen in this young bear. He's active, he's playful, he's exactly the same bear that he started last year out as, so real achievement in terms of the operation's success so far. And he's woken up and he's playful, it's like he's forgotten that he's had an operation, I don't think anyone's told him, and he's charging around being the young, lovable bear that everybody knows and loves, and it's just so fantastic to see, and we hope everyone enjoys seeing this playful young bear exactly as he should be.
Hello!
And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional, the United Way of Central Virginia. They have coming up at the Lynchburg Regional Airport, they have the United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Local. Global. Radio.
4, 3, 4.